Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, the Rob Brown Show rolls back on. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin Lonzo with you, breaking down our NFL games for the weekend. Last hour of the show, we opened up by talking new head coaches in the NFL. We do have a few of them that have been hired the last couple of days. Urban Meyer, of course, hired officially yesterday afternoon by the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Atlanta Falcons have brought in Arthur Smith as their new head man. He's the offensive coordinator from the Tennessee Titans, and the New York Football Jets have brought in Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator from the San Francisco 49ers, and both of those hires are interesting. We talked about this a little bit, and I'll ask you the same thing I asked Lonzo. I see a trend in the NFL starting where we are less concerned about the X's and O's of football coaches, at least in the head coaching position, and more concerned with their ability to create, gel a locker room environment that makes players want to be there. I think the guys that we have seen hired so far, Urban, look, you can critique all you want, and trust me, I have and will. You can critique Urban Meyer for the culture that has taken place in some of the locker rooms he's been in, looking down at his time at Florida as my primary example here. There were some questions about the way that he ended up losing leaving the Ohio State job as well. Before I go any further down that rabbit hole, Lonzo, from a 100% middle of the road, unbiased perspective, what was your opinion on Urban Meyer towards the end of his time with Ohio State, including how he left and the culture of the locker room that he left behind?
Well, I just have to say, if you have a bad culture in your locker room, the next guy, it takes them a while to fix that. I don't recall there being a problem there. So I think some things were over-exaggerated. And, of course, as you said, middle of the road, no bias involved at all. I don't even recall what the controversy was that caused Urban Meyer to be away for a while.
Health issues. Obviously, health issues. Definitely not the fact that he wanted to go to Fox and get paid a ton of money to have a much easier job. That had nothing to do with it. It was health issues. Same thing with Florida, you know. He was going to take some time away to go be with his family, except for then he popped up on ESPN literally a week later working in Bristol, Connecticut.
You naysayers. But health issues. You naysayers. You obviously have had a healthy life your entire life. You've never had anything just pop up. And then when things, you know, you take it easy, that thing goes away, and then you're able to move on with you. You've never had that problem before. I just,
No, of course. Look at me. I'm the epitome of health.
I know. See, I'm not. So I get why I believe Urban Meyer legitimately had health problems.
I usually, Lonzo, I usually don't crap on people.
Pretty angry about Urban, and I think it's almost personal to the point where there may be some stories that I would love to hear.
No, it's not really a story, and here's the thing. Like, I am adverse to the Gators of Florida. I'm not a fan of theirs. What I saw Urban do was coming to Florida, take a program that was doing relatively well.
Win a national championship.
Lead them to a couple of national championships, but then have a locker room full of what was the old joke? A priest, a sexual assault predator, and a murderer walk into a bar. What do they say? Go Gators, right? Like that was what Urban Meyer built there at the University of Florida. And as soon as it spun out of control, he was like, oh, my heart, I have to leave. And I have to go spend more time with my family. Of course, what he didn't tell us is that his family was ESPN and their paychecks. Now, anyway.
All I can say, you know, as someone with, you know, a reporting background such as yourself, perhaps you should go and get an FOA and find out, you know, maybe get his medical records and find out if he indeed was sick or not. Then you can prove whether he was telling the truth.
Oh, I have no doubt that he had a health condition. I'm not disputing that he does have a health condition. We saw there was a game at Ohio State, if I recall correctly, Zoe. There was a game at Ohio State where Herb was in the huddle during a timeout, and he walked out of the huddle over to the sideline, and he was like hunched over and was like gasping for air. I'm not saying the guy doesn't have a health condition. I'm saying it always seems to kick in when his football team is struggling, when the football team needs him the most. And hell, maybe it's a stress-related condition. Maybe it's a condition that only flares up when he's under extreme stress and the stress creates that issue.
Well, listen, I can tell you, I have been under those stressful situations at work, and it was such a weight that I would go home and just feel ill and wake up in the morning and feel ill. And then, you know, when things changed at that job, then I felt that weight lifted and I felt better all the way around. So, and there's a certain pressure that goes along with being a football coach, especially if what you say is true and there are things that, you know, were not, you know, on the up and up. You know, maybe the stress of being found out that maybe you're not doing everything 100% the way you should probably weighs on you a little bit more, too. And you get away from all that, and then you realize that, you know, you really loved what you were doing and you want to get back into it. So I don't blame him for that. And so every time that I have biases towards someone, like, say, someone like Tom Brady or something, I will think of the venom in your voice when you talk about Urban Meyer, and I will try to examine myself and see if I have that same venom.
Fair enough. All right, so, but the point ultimately that we were driving at here was that Urban Meyer is a guy that whether you liked him or disliked him, whether you thought the guys he was bringing in were the right guys or not, what cannot be disputed is that during his highs at Ohio State and his highs at Florida, they had a very well-gelled team, a very cohesive locker room under Urban Meyer. And that's exactly the type of thing that people are looking for in the National Football League now. That's the type of leadership that they are trying to bring in to NFL locker rooms now. It's great to have an X's and O's guy. I mean, Adam Gase, heck, look at Adam Gase. Adam Gase is a phenomenal X's and O's guy. Clearly has no idea how to be a personnel manager, which is, to me, becoming the most important job of an NFL head coach. Look at Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien just got hired as the offensive coordinator at the University of Alabama. They didn't bring Bill O'Brien. Nick Saban did not bring in Bill O'Brien because he has great people skills. Bill O'Brien got the job at Alabama because Nick Saban knows that Bill O'Brien is a hell of an X's and O's guy. But he was a terrible NFL head coach. Why? Because he has no personnel skills. Look at the coaches. I just mentioned them a second ago. Look at the coaches that are remaining in the eight teams still playing in the NFL playoffs. With the LA Rams and Sean McVay. Anybody think after looking at the last couple of years of that, what is he, 30, 35 now? He's my age? Wow, I am accomplishing so much in my life. Sean McVay is a personnel guy. Matt LaFleur, the Packers had what felt like personnel issues early in the season. All they did was reel off the number one seed after Matt LaFleur calmed that down. Baltimore, one of the Harbros, another personnel guy. Go watch. There was a video. I don't know if you saw it, Zoe, and I'm actually going to see if I can pull up the audio here from that moment. But there was a moment between John Harbaugh and J.K. Dobbins, the former Ohio State guy, of course, the now running back for the Baltimore Ravens. There was a video. Let's see. Here it is. Actually found it. I'm going to play you the audio. This is J.K. Dobbins, and you'll hear the two talking to each other. This is J.K. Dobbins and Jim Harbaugh after a fumble by J.K. Dobbins. Then you'll hear a play where Harbaugh immediately went back to Dobbins, and listen to what Dobbins says to him when he comes back to the sideline.
Hold on to that rock.
Yeah, I try to come through there. I try to get through.
Yeah, it's the only way. You know, it's the only chance they got. You're going to have so much room to run. I'd rather hold on to the ball and get another play. You know what I'm saying?
My fault. Right. I got you.
Dobbins. Touchdown!
Way to run that ball.
I appreciate you for trusting me.
I'm always going to trust you. You know why? Because you got that big ticker right in there. Pumping. I love it. You got heart.
J.K. Dobbins came back to the sideline. He fumbles the ball by trying too hard to make a play. Fumbles the ball, turnover. Harbaugh pulls him over and says, hey, man, look, next time just go down. I'd rather hang on to the ball and get another play. Dobbins says, I got you. Next drive, Harbaugh gives Dobbins the ball. Dobbins takes it in. Touchdown. He comes over and he says, I appreciate you trusting me to carry the ball. And Harbaugh says, of course, man. You got heart. Of course I respect that. I appreciate that about you. That's the coach that you're looking for. What's Harbaugh doing right now? No big deal. He's just in the playoffs. Just playing well. Buffalo, look at what is going on with the Buffalo Bills. Is there a more fun fun team right now? A team that is enjoying playing the game right now more than the Buffalo Bills? Maybe the Cleveland Browns. That's it. Sean McDermott is a guy who's got an incredibly cohesive locker room behind him. Look at the Cleveland Browns and what the Browns are doing right now. Is there a more fun team to watch with the exception of maybe the Bills? Kevin Stefanski has built a locker room that believes in him. Andy Reid, same story. Sean Payton, same story. The only guy, though, that I would say in these playoffs as a head coach that I can't go his strongest suit is building a great locker room with great chemistry around him would be Bruce Arians. And Bruce Arians has the benefit of having arguably the greatest quarterback of all time under center and arguably the best wide receiver core top to bottom in the National Football League to carry his team. And Tampa Bay, by the way, a wild card team. A wild card team fighting on the road to upset the Saints this weekend. After getting punked by them twice this year, the only guy still coaching in these playoffs that I say is not a great locker room guy in Bruce Arians is the longest shot to win a Super Bowl out of the NFC right now, Lonzo.
Yeah, but one of the benefits that you see in the past, Arians has kind of been that guy that people talked about that they really liked. If anything, he wears a cool hat and he has a really low voice, and I think that makes people like him.
He does wear a cool hat. Andy Reid knows how to dress too. I mean, come on. Tommy Bahama all day, every day.
Yeah, for a large guy, he gets it done.
All right, 844-GSP-ESPN's the number, 844-477-3776. Let's take a break. We come back here in just a minute from right now. We look at game number two. Our night game on Saturday, Baltimore on the road at the Bills, Orchard Park, Bills Stadium. Can Josh Allen and the boys shock the world and head to an AFC title match? We'll break that down coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob Lonzo and you along for the ride here on ESPN Upstate. So we're breaking game by game down your NFC and AFC divisional rounds. And our next game up is our Saturday evening game. Baltimore is on the road at Buffalo. We'll talk X's and O's here in just a second. But this game, Zoe, this is the one that I think is going to be interesting because there is a good possibility of snow accumulation there in Orchard Park, New York for this game. And Lamar Jackson himself, the starting quarterback for the Ravens, came out earlier this week and said, hey, I've never played in the snow before. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's going to feel like. I don't know how my body's going to react to it, et cetera, et cetera. That, to me, and it may very well snow in Green Bay, but again, as we pointed out, Lambeau, if I recall correctly, has got the field heaters to where snow can't really accumulate on the field. Although the field may get wet and slushy, it won't be covered in snow. This game has a much better chance of having a field full of the white snuff that the Ravens and the Bills will have to play through. I don't believe the Bills have played a snow game yet, but obviously they'll be much more used to acclimated to having practiced in the snow, especially if it is snowing up until the game on Saturday evening. The Ravens have not. So even though they're a colder weather team, with Lamar in the mix never having played in the snow, this is the game, I think, that you look at and think weather has the biggest chance to impact.
It would have even more of a chance to impact if the stands were full. Last game, though, man, there was a lot of people in there, a lot more than I think they said was going to be in there, because if you look up in the stands, you see a bunch of dudes up there shirtless in the middle of the snow. I think that's a little intimidating.
Yeah, and especially if they start, you know, throwing that snow up in the air. I'm not saying on the field, but up in the air in general while things are happening. I mean, it can also be a little bit distracting. Now, as far as the game itself, here's the one thing. I got to tell you, Zoe, this game and the Rams-Packers game, both of them, I have gone back and forth on repeatedly. This one's a tough one to get a feel for. Here's why I tell you I'm leaning Baltimore. This team looks like it has started to get its old-school Brian Billick swagger back. The fans in the stands at Baltimore, very similar to Buffalo, have always had a pretty drastic impact on the game. They have always been a fan base that brings a heck of a lot of energy to their team, a team that feeds off of it, and in the past has been one of those teams that just has that attitude, that swagger to it. They seem to be getting that back a little bit. They brought it against Tennessee. Tennessee jumped up early in that wild card round, and it looked like Tennessee was going to be able to put away the Ravens. But the Ravens got tougher, they got more physical, and they basically pushed Tennessee around in the back half of that game. I like what I'm seeing out of Baltimore, just in terms of attitude, just in terms of the way that they are attacking other teams. And if you are going to disrupt the Bills' offense, you have got to attack them unrelentingly. And I think the Ravens have kind of started to find that swagger back. And if that is the case, they got a really good shot to go upset the Bills. I don't even know if I'd call it an upset. I don't think it's an upset. They got a chance to go on the road and beat the Bills in Buffalo.
Yeah, I don't even know what the lines are and who's picked to win the game. Both these teams are really, really good. This is such a hard choice. It really is. But I agree with all the things you're saying about Baltimore. But I think Baltimore, I really like the running game. Of course, I do have bias towards that running game. And I will tell you that maybe a clip you played earlier might have swayed me one way or the other about who I'm going to pick.
The Bills are a 3-point favorite at home, which makes it basically an even level game, right? Most games you're going to get 3 for the home team just by playing at home. The Bills are minus 145 on the money line. A couple of spots seem to have them around minus 139, which is about right. It's about a 3-point sway. Consensus, you could get the Bills as low at 1 point as minus 119. There were a couple of sports books that were giving them at minus 160, meaning that casino likes them by about 5.5 when it's all said and done. According to the line, you're looking at a 3-point Buffalo win in this one. But when I look at the Ravens, and I think you were spot on there talking about the running game. The thing about the Ravens is that they went back to their identity. They got back to being a fully run-centric team. The question is, can Buffalo stack the box and force Lamar to throw the ball, right? I want to make Baltimore one-dimensional. I want to take J.K. Dobbins out of the mix. I want to prevent Lamar. I'm telling my defensive ends, look, I don't care if you don't get a sack all day. I do not want Lamar getting across your face. If Lamar gets outside and you allow him to extend those unscheduled plays and turn them into big gains, we are in trouble. Keep him in the pocket. Let our defensive tackles and linebackers go to work. Make Lamar Jackson become a passing entity. The problem is, I don't know if the Bills have that much talent in their defensive front seven. And that's not a shot at Buffalo. Most teams in the league don't have the talent to limit Lamar Jackson. That's why I'm leaning Baltimore in this one. I'm pulling for the Bills. I love the Bills. I love teams that have fun. This team is absolutely doing that. They're a team that's loose. They got swagger. And on top of that, I will almost always pull for the underdog. And the Bills were an underdog coming into this year. And even as a favorite in this game, they're still a Super Bowl underdog out of the AFC. I am pulling for the Bills. Josh Allen, Stephon, I'm so happy for Stephon Diggs getting out of Minnesota, getting to become the high-profile wide receiver he should be. I am so happy for Josh Allen. I mean, that guy could theoretically be an NFL MVP threat, but when it comes down to it, especially if the weather's gross, it's going to come down to who's got the better run game, and for me right now, Lonzo, that's Baltimore.
All right, so I don't want to be that guy that says it's a coin toss, but it's a coin toss. It really is. This is a close matchup. It could go either way. So in my mind, when I get to this point, I go to my biases. Now, one bias I have against Baltimore is they used to be Cleveland, and then their owner, took them out of Cleveland, which made me hate them for a while. You know, when a person will go hundreds of miles just to pee on that guy's grave, that will make, even though I've never been, particularly a Baltimore fan, or a Cleveland fan when they were a Cleveland. That could come into play. But really what I do is I look and see how many Ohio State players are on a team. And is there one in a place where they can make a difference? And there is with Baltimore. And, again, I think this game could go either way. But the running game, like we talked about, not only with J.K. Dobbins, but with Lamar and his ability to run the ball, and if it is indeed snowing, I think that's advantage Baltimore. I'm going Baltimore.
Yep, same thing. I'm going Baltimore as well, but I'm going by three. I'm going by a field goal. And don't color me shocked if the Bills win this game, all right? This is not to say the Bills are – don't have a shot. I got more confidence in the Bills beating the Ravens than I do the Rams beating the Packers, and I picked a 3-point game in that one. I got 4-point game with the Packers over the Rams, 24-20. I'm going to go same exact score in this one, Lonzo. I'm going to go 24-20 in favor of the Baltimore Ravens. Again, if I'm Josh Allen, if I'm Stephon Diggs, I don't want it to snow. I don't want gusting winds. I want to be able to open the offense up. I want Stephon Diggs to be able to get down behind the Ravens' second level and create chaos. I want to be able to throw underneath to the big tight ends. I want to be able to move the ball, dink and duck down the field. If it is snowing and the wind is gusting like it's predicted to be, even if Lamar Jackson's never played in that style of game before, it still benefits Baltimore and their better running game. Give me the Ravens on the road over the Bills in a heartbreaker 24-20, Lonzo.
All right, so I believe because of the weather being what it is and because of running games, I don't think it's going to be that high of a score. So I'm going to go Baltimore 14 and Buffalo 10.
14-10, low-scoring affair, says Lonzo. I like it. So we're on the books. We're both taking the Packers at home. We're both taking the Ravens on the road. 844-GSP-ESPN if you want to chime in on any of these games. 71307 is the text line. Start your text with ESPN. We'll read them on the air. When we come back, our Sunday afternoon game, one that Lonzo and I are very intrigued by. Cleveland on the road at Kansas City, 3:05 on Sunday. We break that game down for you when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate running through our NFL divisional round game. So far, we've covered the Rams at the Packers. Zoe and I both agree that the Packers just a touch too much for the Rams. Should be a good one. And both of us also agree that Baltimore goes on the road and gets a win at Buffalo in this one. That brings us to your team's matchup here, Lonzo. Cleveland, Kansas City, the Browns on the road after a stunning upset last week when they knocked off, not just knocked off, they absolutely beat down the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's start with this. I am going to hand it over to you, Zoe. All the reasons that your Chiefs will beat the Browns this weekend are what?
First of all, let me just say that I am very nervous about this game. The reasons why are they are defending Super Bowl champions, which, you know, it's really hard to repeat, but they're right back there where they were last year. I know some people are saying the Chiefs have been down this year. Yeah, they did lose one game. So that's down, I guess, if you look at it that way. But they're never out of the game. So a hot team like Cleveland coming in could make you kind of afraid if Cleveland were to get up on Kansas City. But Kansas City is built to come from behind. They've got Travis Kelce. They've got Patrick Mahomes. The defense is good enough, probably better than it was last year. Still not great, but good enough to win games. And I don't think the week off is going to hurt them. There are times when a team gets that bye and they come in and they're kind of, you know, flat. But in a year like this year, or, I mean, continuing from last year where, you know, all the things that went on with COVID and are still going on, people are used to missing practice and, unfortunately, the possibility of missing games. So they're going to be up. They're going to be ready to go. And this is going to be a great game. It's going to be a scary game, probably.
So one stat jumped out at me when I was looking over this game. The Browns, when they generate multiple takeaways in a game, are 7-0. They get two or more turnovers. They are undefeated this year, 7-0. Kansas City is not a team you really think about as turning the ball over that much. But in two of the last three games, Lonzo, with Patrick Mahomes under the start, in two of the last three games with Mahomes starting, the Chiefs have turned the ball over two or more times. There's your number. There's your victory. It's a little number, but it's one that is immensely important in this game. The Browns thrive on turnovers. The reason that they were B-slapping the Steelers around until they just got to the point, the Steelers, where Ben Roethlisberger went off for 501, by the way. I mean, we talk about, does Ben need to retire? Ben Roethlisberger didn't lose that game last week. Dude went for 501 and a handful of touchdowns. But five turnovers, Browns slap them down. The scoreboard for the Cleveland Browns almost always directly reflects and correlates to how many turnovers they were able to generate. It's a very, very simple equation to me, Lonzo. If the Chiefs protect the football and do not turn the ball over, the Chiefs win the game. That's it. The Browns live and die on bad guy turnovers, on turnovers from the other team. If they get a few turnovers, they win. If they don't get turnovers, they lose. If your Chiefs limit turnovers to one or fewer, Lonzo, your Chiefs will win this football game. This, to me, and you know I'm all in on the Browns, too. The Browns and the Bills, man. I'm an underdog guy. The Browns and the Bills. If it ain't the Saints, let it be the Browns or the Bills. I'm here for it. But the reality here is the Browns are outclassed. The Browns are coming into a gunfight with a knife. Fun team, loose team, running the ball well with Nick Chubb. Baker Mayfield is creating plays in places that he doesn't have any right to create plays. Defensively, they fly around the field, but they are just very simply outgunned in this matchup. The Chiefs are a better team. Zo, you protect the football, you win the football game. It's very simple to me.
You know what? Cleveland, this is what they're supposed to be. This is what everyone thought they would be when they drafted Baker Mayfield. And then you had all the naysayers, well, he's not mature enough. He cannot get Cleveland where they need to go with all that talent. Well, he's answered the bell, and he's got out there, and he's done what people said he couldn't do. And Cleveland is a fun team to watch. They absolutely are. I think they may be just a little bit ahead of schedule, and this is not going to be their year. Years to come, that's a totally different story, but not this year. And I'm still going to be holding my breath this entire game and still going to be really, really concerned about it.
I want to go back, and I want to look at the last 7 weeks or so of the Kansas City Chiefs season, okay? Back on November 1st, they knocked off the Jets 35-9. That was almost the last blowout win the Chiefs have had. Came back on November 1st. You beat the Panthers by 2 on November 8th. You beat the Raiders by 4 on the 22nd. You beat the Bucks by 3 on the 29th. You beat the Broncos by 6 on the 6th of December. A week later, you beat the Dolphins by 6. You beat the Saints by a field goal on the 20th. You beat the Falcons by 3. You lost to the Chargers on the 3rd of January. This team in the final 7 weeks of the season, Kansas City, Lonzo, you guys look sluggish. You guys look like you needed a recharge. Question here is, did the bye help you? Did having a week off to rest, get comfortable, get together, revamp that offense, did it help? Or are we going to see the same Chiefs team that needed everything they had to beat the Falcons, lost to the Chargers? Granted, you went on the road and beat New Orleans, and I think even by a field goal, that's an impressive win. But 6 to the Dolphins, 6 to the Broncos, 3 to the Buccaneers, 4 to the Raiders, 2 to the Panthers. This team does not look like the dominant Kansas City team that they were in the playoff run last year. Did the bye bail you out?
I disagree with you about them being the dominant team last year. I mean, after they spotted the other team some points, they came back and looked dominant. But I think last year spoiled Kansas City to the point where they believe they can come back from any deficit. And other than one game this year, and if they had had like an extra minute on the clock, they probably would have did it then. They have done that. They can come from behind. I think in some cases, they're a little bit bored. And I know that sounds cocky, and I know how that sounds, but I do believe that they have been a little bit bored. So, and you could say, well, they play down to the competition. They play they're pretty consistent, aren't they? I mean, you just pointed out they're consistent across the board. In the end, a win is a win. Whether it's by 1 or 50, it's still a win, and they're winning. They've lost one game in the last couple of years. I mean, come on.
I actually would argue that they play down to the competition. I think that's a valid point. You go up against New Orleans, you put up 32 and win by a field goal. You go up against the Raiders, you put up 35, win by 4. But then you go up against the Falcons, 17. You go up against the Panthers, they put up 31, you put up 33. I mean, I don't know if I could come up with a better illustration of playing to your opponent. You're winning every game by 3, 4, and 6 points consistently. Granted, I mean, I guess you could make the argument that Mahomes and company do just enough to get it done, but that's the kind of play that'll come back and bite you in the butt in the playoffs.
Well, let me ask you a question. So you're a Saints fan. Everyone knows that. Do you ever get concerned when they're down by a certain amount and go, oh, man, this is over? Because I don't. I'll be watching a game and someone will come in the room and they're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Because I've seen them come back from so much that I don't think if there is a minute or if there's 35 seconds left on the clock, I believe that they can come back and they can win a game.
844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us 71307. Listen, I am not, be abundantly clear, I am not doubting the Kansas City Chiefs' ability to win tough games. They've done it in every game. I mean, you got the L to the Chargers. By the way, at a point where the Chiefs were resting, right? They had already locked up the one seed, and the Chargers were playing the best football of the year. You go back, they beat the Bills. There's really no blowout losses at all for Kansas City. I don't know, man. I look at this team as a team that so far every game, with the exception of a 43-16 win over the Broncos and a 35-9 win over the Jets, this team consistently does just enough. They do just enough. And that's it, just enough. I don't know if that is sustainable when you get into the late round of the playoffs, especially against a team. Look, if there is a hungrier team, if there is a team that wants it more and will lay it down harder than the Cleveland Browns right now, I don't know who it is. But I'll say this, though. I like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs 32-28. But you are absolutely right to be nervous about this game because the Browns may not be as good, but they are absolutely every bit as hungry as the Chiefs are.
All right, here's my score. Chiefs are going to win 42-35. I just think there's going to be a lot of scoring in this game.
Oh, I don't think you're wrong about that either. And again, after the Week 17 rest, after the layoff, after the one-week bye week, which they earned in the AFC, I'd like to think the Chiefs come out hot. But the Browns are not just going to roll over. I like it a lot. A lot of scoring. I'm good with it. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, I saw something on Twitter just a little while ago that I have to ask you guys about to make sure that I'm not the one going crazy for thinking this is absolutely ridiculous. Tell you what that is. Then we'll open up hour number three, break down the Saints and the Buccaneers in the Sunday night game. Then we'll make our then we'll hit Twitter trending topics on the way out the door. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. So I was scrolling around the Twitter device earlier, and I came across something that made me just kind of sit back in the couch and contemplate humanity for a minute. I am not against dressing nice and looking good, all right? If you're going to put some good money into some good clothes, I'm here for it. I respect it. I got you. Half of feeling good is looking good. Look good, play good, play good, win good, all right? I believe that. I believe that. That's why power ties exist, man. Ties are dumb. Power ties are awesome. All right? Ralph Lauren, which, by the way, don't you dare, Zoe, don't you dare call it Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren, on their website right now, is selling on sale down from 620 pounds, which equates to be around $720, down to 434 pounds, which equates to be around $580-ish. You, Lonzo, can buy a pair of paint-splattered coveralls. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Custom denim coveralls splattered in paint for $590. You can walk into the club looking like you just got finished painting the club. Zoe, what is wrong with people?
Well, you know, I do have a question about this. Is a famous artist behind the splattering of the paint? Because then you have a conversation piece. Yeah, you're an idiot for paying that much, but you walk into the club and say, you know, this is a Picasso, or this is a, which would be kind of hard to do since he's been dead a long time.
Yeah, tough for him to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, but you know, if it's some famous artist that's out now, I assume that there are still famous artists out there. Or this guy did the album cover for the latest Pearl Jam. I don't know. So if the painter is famous, I think it might add to the value of coveralls. But if you're paying that much for coveralls and you're actually wearing coveralls to club, you have to be very, very famous, because I'm guessing the women ain't down with the coveralls, but I could be wrong, because mechanics might be, you know, riding high right now. I don't know.
Look, there's a level of fame that celebrities can reach where it doesn't matter what you wear anymore, right? Like, it just doesn't matter. It's
a fashion trend. Yeah.
Or don't wear. Fair enough. If Kanye walks into the club wearing a pair of coveralls that are splattered in paint, people are going to look and go, what a fashion statement. I would pay $620 for a pair of coveralls splattered in paint. If Rob Brown walked into the club wearing denim coveralls splattered in paint, the GM would come up and say, I'm really sorry, you're out of dress code violation, but the bathroom could use a fresh job while you're in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, they would say, sorry, you're using the wrong entrance. You're supposed to come to the service entrance.
Yeah, $600. Zoe, I got to tell you, if paint-splattered coveralls are going for $600,000, I got about $20,000 worth of clothes with paint splattered on them in my closet right now.
Dude, black market right now.
I'm telling you.
Dude, we can be down on the corner in downtown Greenville selling some coveralls, making some cash.
I got a sneaky suspicion we're not going to see a lot of people in Greenville, South Carolina rocking $600 paint splattered coveralls. It's a guess.
I haven't been downtown in a while, so, you know, it could be a possibility.
I have. I go downtown every now and then. I go take pictures in the late afternoon when the sun's going down, the golden hour and that, and I'll walk up and down downtown and up and down Main Street to take pictures and whatnot. Yet to see anybody walk around in paint splattered coveralls. Ever. At all. Period. I'm just saying. If we're talking cultural appropriation,
you know,
don't
who,
do this.
You know who would look good in those coveralls?
Janitors?
Diesel.
Diesel would look good in a pair of paint
splatter
coveralls.
Diesel could rock that.
That's true. That's true. I'm not buying them for him for $600, though. I'll just go get him a pair of $14 coveralls and throw my own paint on it like an adult. Quick break. 1 hour. We'll talk Saints Bucks when we come back. Twitter trending topics to wrap up the show. You know how it goes. See you in 2 minutes. The Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.